Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 21st of March. I'm Paul White. Glad to have you on the DDP today as we are still continuing our verse-by-verse study of Paul's letter to the church at Galatia. We call it Galatians chapter 3, verse 23. Paul would have just been writing a letter. I like to remind you of that from time to time. He didn't break these into chapters and verses. That happened as the scribes over the years began to break the Bible into translations. I'm glad they did chapters and verses. Sure does make it a lot easier to find things. But Paul didn't do that. Paul's writing a big continuous thought. He does meander, as Paul tends to do. He spent a big chunk of time talking biographical at the end of chapter 1. He gave you some of his own personal history in chapter 2. But he's transitioned somewhere around verse 16 of chapter 2 into a far more in-depth theological study of justification by faith, the freedom that we have from the law. And as I was reading off mic preparing for today's podcast, it struck me that I need to repeat something that sometimes I think we forget to say that needs said. This stuff was not written to you. It benefits you greatly. But when Paul says things like we were under the law, he's talking to his Jewish brethren who have came up through Judaism. And prior to them calling it Judaism, they came up being the nation of Israel under a system of laws in the middle of a wilderness. Paul is helping them make sense of that, that time period of their life that they look back on now. They didn't understand the wilderness journey. Most of us don't understand much prior to our own life. We're just really trying to discover what's going on in our own world. Paul's not trying to complete the case. He is trying to lay some underpinning so they'll understand where they came from. But he's also trying to help them deal with the fact that they've come out of a system of performance. Mentally, most of them have not come out of it. They are still dragging those chains with them. Paul's trying to provide them with a scriptural foundation for their liberty so that they are not only are they free, but they know why they're free and they know what they are free from. And he will give them, before this book is over, a look at what they are freed into, which is crucial. The reason I wanted to bring out that it is not for us is you and I did not wander through the wilderness, literally. You and I were not Jews under the old covenant. We don't trace our lineage back to Abraham in the natural sense. For us, 2,000 years after the book of Galatians, and Gentiles who came to Christ out of a desire to have the life of God in us, and that's the clean version of that. Clean might not be the right word, but let's stay with the metaphor. The dirty version of that, why we came to Jesus, would be to miss judgment or to miss hell. I say that's dirty. Again, probably not the right way to say that, but it coming into Christ so you miss hell usually just brings some hell into your life. You've still got to deal with stuff when that's what you came in for, rather than to receive him as the giver of life and receive the life of God into your life, receive heaven into your hell. So you and I benefit tremendously from the writings of Paul to the churches at Galatia, but please understand why he's saying what he's saying. When I talk to you about Galatians 3:23, our verse today, before faith came, we were kept under guard by the law, kept for the faith which should afterward be revealed. This doesn't really apply to you. You did not live before faith came. Paul is talking about the nation of Israel who were dwelling in the law, but now that faith has come along as the means of righteousness, they are no longer under that guard. You and I were never under that guard. I do think, however, there's a relevance to the idea that we put ourselves back under guards and laws. We may not put ourselves completely under the Mosaic law, but it is not uncommon, and this is what most of us that talk about the freedom of grace were released from, it is not uncommon for us to put ourselves under some sort of performance standard whereby we determine our forgiveness, our righteousness, our sanctification based upon how well we are performing. So we look at our lives and we say, well, I haven't done this and I haven't done that. Therefore, God must be mad at me. God must want to judge me. I should expect that my kids are going to flunk out of school. Someone's going to break their leg. We're probably going to get cancer and get evicted from our house because we haven't done this financially. We haven't done that spiritually. And I know I'm taking it to the nth degree, but we tend to do that. And let's don't take it to the nth degree. Let's just stay practical. Maybe we say things like, well, I don't expect that God is going to do much for me this week. I haven't been reading my Bible. I haven't been praying enough. What do I expect? If junk happens to me this week, what do I expect? It's what should happen. And granted, we should probably live our lives a little more towards avoiding chaos. So if we know we're doing stupid things and we see chaos breaking forth in our lives, the first thing we should do is stop doing the stupid things, because you can quote scripture all day at chaos, and that is your right. You have the logos, the power to speak into darkness. But by all means, stop giving occasion to the flesh. Stop making a pathway for the chaos to enter your life by the things you do. That shouldn't be considered law. That should be considered common sense. That's truth. Grace needs that. So please free yourself from thinking, when you read stuff like Galatians 3, that this is all pointed into your life. Now, I honestly did not intend to spend but about a minute on all of that today. And I look down and realize we've pretty much done a whole podcast on where you and I fit or don't fit into the reading of Galatians 3. That's what I love about the DDP. Oftentimes, I just flow, and then we end up at the end, and I say, okay, well, we'll just do that tomorrow. What I mean is, I love that we just get to come back and work on it tomorrow. We were going to finish Galatians 3:23 today. We did not focus on the latter half of the verse. I want to do that tomorrow, and I want to give you some commentary definition, or that's wrong, commentary understandings of this verse that I think are very, very good in relation to what this is saying to you in the Greek, and then set it up contextually with where you're going in chapter 4. We'll work that patch of ground tomorrow, and I'll see you then. God bless.